Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Chesem Meseches Yuma. It's the 521st daf in Shas. We're going to pick up 12 lines from the bottom on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, picking up with the last issue on the Mishnah of Nun Gimel Amud Beis, after the Kohen did the Zrika Lifnai Ulifnim, and then in front of the Paroches. The Mishnah concludes that he mixed the Dam HaPar with the Dam HaSa'ir, which was ultimately, as our Mishnah on Nun Ches on the Beis is going to describe, was ultimately sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and that we're going to learn about on Amud Beis today. Our Gemara is going to start out pointing out that the mixture of the Dam HaPar, the Dam HaSa'ir, was actually a machlokis amongst the Tanoim, and our Mishnah is assuming like that position, that the Gemara originally assumes is the position of Rabbi Yoshia, that you are Ma'arev. However, the Gemara is going to point out that there are other opinions that disagree, namely, it seems, the position of Rabbi Yonasan. The Gemara discussed the mixing of the blood, and that will get involved with Inyanei Chatzitza. For example, if you put one Mizrak that was used to be Mekabel Adam inside of another, is that a Chatzitza or not? That will get us into Sugya Min Bemino being Chotzeitz, as well as the halachas of Amida of the Kohen barefoot on the feet of, on the ground, excuse me, of the Beis Hamikdash, that there's a requirement that his feet be on the ground without having a Kli or a Regel being Mafsik between. And as we mentioned, on Nuchesim Beis, we will go on to the halachos of the Zrika itself on the Mizbeach. Let's Beis Hashem begin. 10 lines from the bottom of Nun Zayin Mabez, Ira Dam HaPar L'Toch Dam HaSa'ir. The Mishnah tells in the bottom of Nun Gimel Mabez that after the Zrikas, HaPar and the Sa'ir are finished, B'lefnai U'lefnim, as well as on the Parochas, then they are mixed together. Says the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom, Tanan, Kemand Omer Ma'arvin L'Kronos. We're following the opinion in our Mishnah of that Tana who says that you mix together the two Damim, you mix the blood of the par and the sar together, and then it is sprinkled on the corners of the Mizbeach. The Itmar Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Yonasan. We learned in regards to a machlekes Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Yonasan, Chad Omer Ma'arvin, Chad Omer Ein Ma'arvin. This time the Rabbi Yoshua Huda Amar Ma'arvin. It seems to be the Rabbi Yoshua is one who says that you mix. The Amar Afagav Lo Ksiv Yachtov, Kemandich Siv Yachtov Dami. Even though the par and the sar are mentioned in separate passages in the Torah, nevertheless, the Torah will indicate to us that we're supposed to mix them together. Rashi tells us that the position of Rabbi Yoshia is that even if the Torah doesn't say explicitly that you're supposed to be ma'arev, if there are psukim that indicate that you're supposed to, even if it's not explicit, nevertheless, you can infer that. Rashi gives a background to Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. However, the Gemara continues, Afilu Teim Rabbi Yonasan Hu, even according to Rabbi Yonasan, you could say that even though Rabbi Yonasan demands that the pasuk tell you to be ma'arev, if there are two different subjects over there, shani achad ichsiv achas. Over here, the Torah, even according to the standards of Rabbi Yonasan, tells you that the two go together. Rashi explains that once the Torah Akdosha says, v'chiper aaron al karnasov achas bashana, so one says achas, we darshan velo shtayim, and there is one zarika of both the par and the sayer. Says the Gemara, Tanya de Loki Shinuyon. We learned in a Braisa, not the way we had learned in the Maskana, but like we had learned in the Havamina, that we're following Rabbi Yoshia, who does not require the Torah to tell you to join them. Since the Torah says, V'lokach midam apar u'midam asar, even without Yachtov, we would still know that we would join them together. However, Rabbi Yonasan would clearly need the pasuk to be ma'ached. Rabbi Yonasan, we thought, would learn from achas. However, now we're going to assume that this is the position of Rabbi Yoshia and not the position of Rabbi Yonasan. Tanya de lokishinuyan, not like the way we had suggested later that to follow Rabbi Yonasan, but rather it's going according to Rabbi Yoshia. V'lokach midama paru midama sar, shumuravim divre Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan oimer mazeh bifnei atzma onto Rabbi Yonasan disagrees and says each one gets its own independent sprinkling. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Yonasan, "V'aloi kvar nemar achas." But doesn't the Torah already say achas? So interestingly, here we have Rabbi Yonasan employing, Rabbi Yoshua employing the word that originally, three lines from the bottom of the Gemara, thought even Rabbi Yonah's son would tell us that you mix them together. But here Rabbi Yosha brings the raya from that pasuk, where the pasuk had said, as Rashi mentioned, three lines from the bottom, on unzayinam ebeis, v'chiper aron al karnosav achas bashana, that tells us to join the two. Amar lei Rabbi Yonah's son rejects, v'aloi kver ne'mar midama parum midama sar. The Torah goes out his way also to say from the dama par dama sar, two different things. Imkein lama nemer achas, loy melecha, achas veloy shtayim. Midam apar, achas veloy shtayim, midam asayir. So it's interesting. We have Rabbi Yonasan darshaning the pasuk, but now in a different way, telling us that you're supposed to have one full sprinkling from the dam hapar onto the kronos, and not twice. And so too, when it comes to the dam hasayir. Tanya Yidach, the Gemara continues, seven lines from the top of Nunchasim and Aleph. V'lokach midam ha'paru midam ha'sar shiu m'rovim zem zeh. Zeh ba'zeh. We learned, as we had suggested now, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosha, that they're supposed to be mixed together. Ata omer shiu m'rovim zeh ba'zeh ho'enil ma'zeh b'fnei atzmo. M'nazeh b'fnei atzmo. Talmud lomar achas. That it's achas, that it's supposed to be together. Ustama ka Rabbi Yoshua. And this Tam Braisa is Rabbi Yoshia. This Tam Braisa is following Rabbi Yoshia, who says that it's supposed to be mixed together, and that's what our Mishnah is following. Yet the Gemara points out it is a machlokes between Rabbi Yonah's son and Rabbi Yoshia, and the Gemara earlier had suggested that this is a Shas issue between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonah's son in Sanhedrin, Samach Vavam and Aleph. If the Torah does not combine two things explicitly, but seems to allude that both of them are going to be done together, is that enough? Do we need an express pasuk to join the two to be ma'arev? Or either the context of v'lokach midam ha'par u'midam ha'sar without any other explicit pasuk tells us that they're going to be separate? Or as the position that we follow in our Mishnah, we say no, that if there is a reason that they would go together, for example, in this case, it says v'chiper aron al karnosav achas bashana. So then, in such a case, since there is a part of the pasuk mashna shnei kechad, Rabbi Yoshia is not as stickler as Rabbi Yonasan, where Rabbi Yonasan says achi yifrat lecha hakosuv yachdov, as Rashi quotes bedas Rabbi Yonasan from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, five lines from the bottom. At the end of the day, our Mishnah says that we're ma'arev the dam hapar v'dam hasar, and then they are sprinkled on the Kronos HaMizbeach, as the Mishnah will elaborate on Amud Beis. In the meantime, we go back to the exact process that the Dam was mixed together. Of course, right now we're standing, according to the Chachamim, there were two stands with the Dam HaPar and Dam HaSar, and the Mishnah tells us that they were mixed together. The process of the mixing, and then what happened to the two vessels that held the dam, is going to bring us to a shayla of chatzitza. The Mishnah told us, nasanas hamalei bereikon, that they would take the dam apar, and they would pour it into the dam asir, and then they would take what was now the full one, and spill it back into the empty one. Why? To mix them well together. The Mishnah also concludes, and this is going to be critical in the Hemshecha Gemara, that one utensil was placed inside of the other. Now, you don't have to read the Mishnah this way, but we're going to see that this is the position of Rav Chisda of how he read the Mishnah. Let's see that the Gemara is going to bring up Rav Chisda, ask after introducing a basic question in regards to Chatzitza. Boy minei Rami Bar Chama me Rav Chisda. Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda the following question. Hiniach Mizrak Besoch Mizrak V'kibal Es Hadam Mahu. What happens if he took one kli and he put it inside of another to accept the dam? Now, the halacha is that the kohen needs to be mekabel dam from the karbon into a kli shares, and he's supposed to be holding that kli shares. What's the crux of this question if he puts one utensil into another? Mau, min b'min o'chaytetz or ein o'chaytetz. Do we say that one min being inside the other creates a chatzitza or not? Rashi explains that the shaila is, do we consider as if the Kohen did the Kabbalah? Because in the Kohen's hand is supposed to be the Kli. Now, it's the Kli is not in the Kohen's hand. It's inside of another Kli, which is in the Kohen's hand. So Rav Chisda responded, look how I read the Mishnah. Again,
This is not the only way to read the Mishnah, but this is how Rav Chisda read the Mishnah. Nasan es hamale bereikon. We learned that they put the one filled with blood into the empty one. My lav, hoishik, mizrak mala letoch, mizrak reikon. How did Rav Chisda understand the Mishnah? That they would take the full receptacle with blood and place the empty one underneath it. We do this all the time, right? If you have two utensils, one is full and one is empty, to make it easy to carry, you put one inside the other. Rav Chisda said that's the Kavanas HaMishnah, when the Mishnah says that he was Moshev, Mizrak Male, L'Soich Mizrak Reikon. Says the Gemara, Loi, no. As we explained earlier, there's a total different way to read the Mishnah. Ira, Mizrak Male, L'Soich Mizrak Reikon. It means he poured from the receptacle that had all the dam. He had taken from the dam apar and he had poured into dam asir. Now, what he does is the opposite. He pours from that receptacle that once held just the dam asir, now has the dam apar, and he pours it back into the receptacle of the dam apar. Why? So that it should mix well. Asks the Gemara, Tani le Reisha. But didn't we learn that in the Reisha, Yira dam par letoch dam asir, kedei la'arvan yafa yafa. So Gemara answers that the reason why they did it a second time, even though they had already once mixed it, is in order to make sure that the blood was mixed well. So this is a shaila. This is a shaila of whether min b'mino is chotzeitz, and whether the Kohen is considered as if he received the dam in a case in which one receptacle that receives the dam is sitting in another, a mizrak is sitting in another mizrak, and the Kohen is holding the second mizrak. Rav Chisda attempted a raya from our Mishnah, and we pointed out that our Mishnah could be read a totally different way. Says the Halakha Gemara Vayter, about 13 lines from the bottom, Toshma, come in here, I'll bring you a raya. In regards to Chatzitza, Hoyoy made, we learned in Zvachim, on Tezvav on the base, that a Kohen is supposed to stand on the ground of the Migdash without a Chatzitza. Hoyoy made, Al-Gabe Kli, if he was standing on top of utensil, Al-Gabe Regal Chavero, or on the leg of his friend, Pasul. He's not considered as if he's standing on the floor of the Migdash, and therefore it is possible. Rashi tells us, 7 lines into the narrow, let's read that Rashi inside, Dibra Maskel Omer Agabe Kalim, Detana Rebbe Yishmal, Hol Ritzba Mikadeshes, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash also sanctifies Avoda. Ukli Shares Mikachim, Ma Kli Shares Lo Yeh Dover Choytzeitz Beinoi Uven Kli Shares, Af Ritzba Lo Yeh Dover Choytzeitz Beinoi Lebein HaRitzba. So there is a requirement that there be no chatzitza. So what's our raya from here? Our raya is that when you have two legs that are of the same min, nevertheless they're chotzeitz. What was the side, if you will? What was the possibility to suggest that if one mizrak is inside of another, it's not going to be a problem? That's min b'mina. That was the way the question was formulated by Rami Bar Chaba. So we see min b'mino is chotzeitz. If you have, if your foot, you're the kohen gadol doing the kohen doing the avoda, and there's the foot of somebody else, and that's mafsik, min b'mino is chotzeitz. Answers the Gemara, that's not a full raya. Shani regel delo motzi mevatel. When it comes to a foot can never be nullified or negated. And therefore, it's considered as if it's a hefsek. However, when we're talking about a kli, so then we could say it's min b'mina, it's the same thing, it's not choshev, it is going to be batel. Others had a different version of the shayla. Ika d'amri, others say, hachi boy minei. This is how the shayla was asked. Derech sheiris bekach, or you ain't derech sheiris bekach. Is this the normal way to do avoda in the migdash, to put one kli inside of another? And that was the shayla that Rami Bar Chama had asked Rav Chisda. Tashma, and the response was from the following case. The Tandrei Rabbi Shmuel, es kol kli sharis asher yishar suvam bekodesh. The Torah is describing the transport of the kelim of the Migdash, and all of them are supposed to be covered. The word clay is plural. Shnei kelim, that indicates that there are two utensils. Visherus achas, and yet it's referred to as a clay, two kelim, that do one sherus, and that seems to indicate that it would be acceptable if you have two kelim doing one service in the Beis HaMikdash. Hence, according to the second tradition, that's how the Shaila was asked. It was a Shaila of using two utensils
for one purpose in the Migdash, and the Xeris HaKosov of Klei HaShares indicated to us that would be acceptable as well. And it wasn't the Shaila of Chatzitza, which the Gemara dealt with earlier. Boy Mine, there was another Shaila, Rabbi Bar Chama, Meir of Chizra, Rabbi Chama had asked Rabbi Chizda, Hiniach Siv Besoch HaMizrak. If a person placed a type of leaf inside of the Kli, V'kibo bo es adam, Mahu, what would the halacha be? This is a different Shaila Chatzitza, that the dam didn't reach the Kli itself. Min B'sheino Mino Chaitzitz, there was a different min, not the gold of the Mizrak, but there was a leaf that actually was preventing the contact between the blood and the Kli. Is that a chatzitza because of min b'sheino minoi? Oy eina chaitzitz, or min b'sheino minoi is not a chatzitza. Kiva de mechalcha lo chayitz, oy dilma loishna. This part of the leaf from the palm tree, Rashi gets into detail of exactly how it grows, it absorbs the blood, and the blood actually permeates through the leaf. The leaf is still sitting there, but there is some, it's porous, and some of the blood reaches the Kli. Is that enough to say lo chayitz o dilma lo shna, or do we say no, at the end of the day, it was a chatzitza, because all the blood is not touching there. Amarle, Rav Chizda respond, Tanino, we learned, he maseches para. In regards to the afer that is used for the para aduma, it's put inside of mayim chayim, which is inside of a kli. What happens if that mayim chayim also has a sponge that's inside, and the sponge is leaning against one of the walls, and that causes that the water isn't in direct contact with the kli? The Xeris HaKosev is mayim chayim el keli. Says the Mishnah in para zoyle v'hoylechat shemagia l'sfug. You could drain the water from that mayim. Certainly, the water inside the sponge is going to be possible because it wasn't inside the kli, but the rest of the water is considered as if it was a kli. Why? Because the sponge is not considered a chatzitza. It's not considered a break between the wall and the water because it is porous and it is permeable. So too, says Rashi in the end of Dibar Maschel Zoylef Ahoylech, where Rashi speaks out what we had just described, that the water is not the blood, in the case of the sieve that is inside of the Mizrak, it's not considered a full chatzitza, just like the svug is not a chatzitza as well. So that would be the raya Rav Chizda says back to Rami Bar Chama. Says Rami Bar Chama backs Rav Chizda, I don't think that's a raya. Shani mayim deklishi. Water is different than blood because it is thinner, and it goes in and out. But blood is thicker, and therefore something like a sieve could serve as a chatzitza. Ikadamri, hachi pashut le, bidam kosher, bekoim it's pasul. Some say that what they concluded was that for dam it would be kosher. However, when it comes to flour, it would be pasul. In other words, for blood, it is porous enough to be considered as if all the blood is considered attached to the mizrak. However, when it comes to a carbon mincha, then it would not be considered as if the flour was sitting in the kli shares, if there was a siv dikla that was mafsik between the flour and the kli for the carbon mincha. This Bezer Hashem concludes our Gemara on Nunches Amud Aleph. We've ended the Amud, and now we begin a new Mishnah on Nunches Amud Beis. This Mishnah is going to discuss further the avoda of the Kohen Gadol after he concluded bringing the dam hapar and sprinkling dam hapar and dam hasor on the procha shebehechol, and now he sprinkles it on the mizbeach hazov. Zok deheilig Mishnah says in the Torah Hakdosha in Vayikra Tezayin Yudches, the Mishnah begins by quoting the pasuk v'yotzal mizbeach hasher lefnei Hashem v'chiper alav v'lokach midam hapar midam hasor v'nosan al karnois hamizbeach saviv. Says the Mishnah, Asher lefnei Hashem, zeh mizbeach hazav. Hischil, the process in which the zrika took place on the kronos, mechata v'yorid. He would place the blood on the corners with, in the middle. In other words, he would place the blood on the corner of the keren, and he would do it in a downward motion. Hischil mechate v'yorid. Rashi explains that if he would do it in an upper motion, Rashi gives us quite a few details over here. If he would do it in an upward motion, then the sleeve of his ksones would become bloodied. However, if he does in a lower motion, then it does not. Misha continues on the second line, tapenu chesam beis mehechan u'maschil. What was the order of him sprinkling or placing with his finger the blood on the keren? Mehechan u'maschil mikeren mizrachis tzfonis. He would start with the northeastern corner, then the tzfonis maravis, the northwestern corner, maravis dromis, and then dromis mizrachis, concluding with the southeastern corner. Makom shehu maschil bechatas al mizbeach achitzon. What emerges is the place that he begins with the Nesinas Hadam in the Chatas Hachitzona, in other words, when blood is sprinkled on the outside Mizbech, which is the south eastern corner, Sham Hayigoymer al Mizbech HaPnimi. That was where he concluded for the Mizbech HaPnimi. So this is a reference of how one would remember, for those who were Zochet to see the Srikas Hadam in the Beis HaMikdash, this was a way for them to remember how different the Mizbeach HaPnimi was. The Mizbeach HaPnimi actually concluded on the southeastern corner, which in the Mizbeach HaChitzon was where he started. Rebbe Lazar disagrees. He says the Kohen Gadol did not walk around the Mizbeach with his legs. According to the Tanakhama, he walked around, starting from the Kerem Mizrachis Tzvainis. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He stood in the same spot, and he was able to put the dam on the mizbeach. Now, if he wasn't standing in front, but rather he was doing the zrika from above, so then in such a case there was no problem to do the etzba from milamata lamala, and there wasn't any concern that it would, the blood would fall on his ksonis. It's only when he's standing in front of it where you really have the concern that it's going to fall on his ksonis. Chutz mizu shayselafanim, except for the one that was in front of him, shayinaisim milamala lemata. That corner, you had to go from top to bottom. Period. After he finished putting the dam on the kronos hamizbeach, he's al taharo shel mizbeach. He then sprinkled on the area that was opened by the roof of the mizbeach, sheva pa'amim, 7 times. Ushiari adam, and then the leftover dam, ha'yishoyfecha yisoy ma'arav yishol mizbeach hachitzan, it will be taken out to the mizbeach hachitzan and spilled over there. V'shol mizbeach hachitzan, ha'yishoyfecha yisoy d'raymi. All the other karbanos, where the normally the shvicha was not done on the yisod ma'aravi, but rather was done on the southern side. Ve'lu ve'lu misarvim ba'ama, and the Shiori Adam of the Chatos, Chitzonis, and the Pnimius ultimately would spill into the Amma, which was the Emas HaMayim, that would connected a water source to the Beis HaMikdash, V'yotzel Nachal Kidron, and it went out to a famous Nachal, the Kidron Valley. The Kidron Valley we know today is the valley when you go to visit the Kosel HaMaravi. Of course, as you walk through Shar HaAshpot, which is on the southern side of the Har HaBayis, so there the area slopes downwards towards Silwan, and that's where the Nachal Kidron was. V'nimkarin liganonin lezevel u'malim b'hen. Once the blood reaches there, then it could be sold for gardeners as well as for fertilizer, and there is no iser of mi'ila with those things that already had gone to Nachal Kidron. The Gemara now discusses where the Kohen stood in regards to the sprinkling of the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSeir in front of the Peroches, as well as we will get to the Mizbeach as well. Tanu Rabbanan v'yotzeh l'mizbeach. The Pasuk says that he will go out to the Mizbeach. Ma Talmud Lomer. What is the Pasuk saying? Why do you use the Lashon of Yitziah? What does it mean he went out? Because when it comes to the par of the Kohen HaMashiach, or par helam davar shel tzibur, shekohen oimed chutz l'mizbeach, he would stand on the eastern side of the mizbeach. In other words, the mizbeach, when it came to par helam davar shel tzibur and the par Kohen HaMashiach, was in between him and the parochas when he did the zrika in front of the parochas. He was quite a distance of away, umazal parochas, and then he sprinkled on parochas. b'shashu umaze. Yachol avze kein. I would think that when it came to Yom Kippur as well, when it comes to the zrika by the parochas, that would be same. Lacha tam lomer v'yotze el mizbech. Heichen haya lifnim min hamizbech. He left the area of the mizbech. He was closer to the parochas. He was westward. In other words, of course, we know that the kachay kadoshim was on the west side. So he was closer to the kachay kadoshim and closer to the parochas. Period. Tanya Yidach, we learn in another braisa. The Torah Kedosha tells us, V'nosan ha-koyim midam al-karnois ha-mizbeach ketoires ha-samim lifnei Hashem. By the parkoin ha-mashiach, it says lifnei Hashem. Ma Talmud Loimar asks the braisa, what is the pasuk coming to bring out when it says lifnei Hashem? We know already that he's in the Migdash. Amar Reb Nechem lefisha mitzalim bepar v'sal shem kibur shekoyin oim lifnim minez bechum mazal paroiches b'shashu mazah, that we know when it comes to the par and the seir shel Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol stands in front of the Mizbeach Azav, in other words, closer to the Paroches, at the time that he does Azav, Yochel Avzekein, I would think that the same applies in regards to the par Kohen HaMashiach as well. Tamalomer Mizbeach HaKtores HaSam Lefnei Hashem Asher Ba'omoid. Lefnei Hashem, the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, Ve'ein koyin lefnei Hashem. In other words, there's a mizbeach that's closer to the kachay kadashim than the koyin. Haketzad omez chutz lemizbeach umaze. He stands on the eastern side. In other words, the hot behind the mizbeach is maze. He doesn't come as close for the par koyin hamashiach as he does for the dam ha-seir and dam ha-por on Yom HaKippurim. As we mentioned, now we will discuss where the koyin is standing by the sprinkling on the Mizbeach Hazav. Tan Rabbanan, we learned, as stated in our Mishnah, Hischel Mechata V'yored. He began to sprinkle going downwards. Meheichan HaYimaschel, which corner would he start? Like we learned in our Mishnah, Keren Mizrachis, Mikeren Mizrachis Dromis. Then, Dromis Ma'aravis. Now, I made an error a moment ago. I said that it's the same thing as our Mishnah? Absolutely not. It's quite different than our Mishnah. Eventually, we might see another sheet that's similar to our Mishnah. But over here, according to the Tanakhama, we have him starting from the southeastern corner, going to the southwestern corner, Ma'aravis Tzfonis, the northwestern corner, Tzfonis Mizrachis, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds Mikerim Mizrachis Tzfonis. He starts with the northeastern corner. This, I had mixed up, was a sheet that's closer to that of our Mishnah. Tzfonis Ma'aravis, the northwestern corner, then Ma'aravis Dromis, and then Didromis Mizrachis. Makom Shereb Yossi Aglili Maschil, the place where Reb Yossi Aglili started, Maschil Sham, Rabbi Akiva Posik. The place where Reb Yossi Aglili started was actually the first, for the first Zerika, was the last Zerika for Rabbi Akiva. Malkum Shur Rabbi Akiva Maschil, Sham, the place where Rabbi Akiva started, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Posik, that's where Rabbi Yosef Aglili stopped. Dekule Alma Mia, but everybody agrees in this Machlokas, whether Rabbi Yosef Aglili and the town of our Mishnah or Rabbi Akiva, Bahu Karen Depaga Beresha Lo Ovid. The first corner that he walked into, he would not do the Zerika. Rashi explains that the Kohen was coming from the west, because he was coming from the direction of the Kodshei Kadoshim. And the west of the Mizbeach is what he bumped into first. Yet, according to Rabbi Yossi Agli, the first corner that he stops at is the northeastern corner, which is not on the west. As well as, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, the first corner he starts with is the southeastern corner. So hence the klal, Karen de Paga Beroisha, Lo Ovid. My time. What is the reason that he didn't start from the west? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel answered, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yotze el Mizbech. This Pasuk that we've been making a big deal about from the beginning of the Mishnah says that he will go from the Mizbeach. Now here, Shmuel explains, Adinafik Mikulay Mizbech, until he goes away from the area that is in between the Mizbeach and the Parochah. So he has to leave the western area. Now the Gemara analyzes how Rabbi Akiva got his order from the sprinkling, starting with the southeastern corner and going to the southwestern corner. In order to understand Rabbi Akiva's choice of Zrika, we have to spell out what is at the core of the machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rashi explains in Dibar HaMaschil Mehechan and Dibar HaMaschil Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the crux of the machlokis is where the Kohen was coming from. According to Rabbi Akiva, he was following the opinion that we learned earlier on Nun Beis and Mebeis that says that there were two paroches and the exit of the Kodshei Kadoshim was on the southern side. If that's so, we could easily understand, especially once our Gemara added he could no longer start, the Kohen Gadol cannot start in between the Mizbeach and the Paroches. That means he was already past the western side of the Mizbeach Hazav. So therefore, he walked all the way back. Now, which side is he coming from, according to Rabbi Akiva? He's coming from the southern side. Hence, we have him starting. He can't start on the west side because that would have him still in between the Mizbeach Hazav and the Kodshei Kadosh. And we have him on the Mizrachis Dromis, on the southwestern corner. Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees. He follows the opinion Rashi explains to Dibar HaMaschil Rabbi Yossi Aglili that the entrance and exit was on the northern side. Hence, now it adds up beautifully, Rabbi Yossi Aglili has us having the Kohen Gadol coming and starting the first corner for the Zrika on the Mizbeach Hazav on the south, the north corner. Excuse me, I meant the northeastern corner. Starting on the northeastern corner, Mizrachis Tzifonis, that's where Rabbi Yossi Aglili has him starting. Now our Gemara explains why the second corner, according to Rabbi Akiva, is the southwestern corner. If the first corner is the southeastern corner, and the next corner is the southwestern corner, then that means that the Kohen Gadol is turning to his left as opposed to turning to his right. Says the Gemara Ulu Rabbi Akiva, Nakif Derech Yemin. Why did he not turn to his right? Yet he turned to his left, and that is why he then went to, after he did the southeastern corner, he went to the southwestern corner. Ulu Rabbi Akiva, Nakif Derech Yemin, explains the Gemara, Lema B'Rami B'Yecheskel Kamiflegi. This revolves around the issue that Rabbi Bar Yechezkel raised. Rabbi Akiva is going to have him going to his left, while Rabbi Yossi Aglili is going to have him going to his right, and that is the issue that is connected to Rabbi Bar Yechezkel. Damar Rabbi Bar Yechezkel, Yam, Sha'asa Shlomo. There was a large basin that was referred to as a Yam. It was a large, large basin that had been supported by 12 figurines of oxen, three on either side. This is all a pasuk in Divrei Yomim Dalad. One whose face was towards the north. Now notice the order. Ushloshim panim yama, and another three that were faced west. Ushloshim panim negba, and three south. Ushloshim panim mizracha. Vayama lemimala v'kol achareim besa, and their backs were underneath the large bowl. The Masifta the Gemara has a nice diagram for this. Now notice the order in the Pasuk. The order of the Pasuk first has north, then west, then south, then east. That indicates that the person is turning towards the right. The reason for that is because if you are facing in the north, the first side that you're going to hit, if you're turning going right, is you're first going to hit the west, and then going to be south, and then going to the east. That's Kolpinus Shatapone Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yimin. And we learn that out from the order of the Pasuk, as we mentioned before. And that is La Mizrach, that is taking a person in the direction, in general, towards the east. So the Gemara suggests, Mar Islei Derami Bar Yecheskel, Umar Leslei Derami Bar Yecheskel, Rabbi Akiva, who holds that your makif lismol does not go with the observation of Rami Bar Yecheskel. As Gemara loy de kule alma isul de Rami Bar Yecheskel. V'hacha b'hakam etligi. Mar savar yafinon pnim michutz, umar savar lo yafinon pnim michutz. Rabbi Akiva is going to say that just because the halacha is that we learned lo yehei apniya elol tzad yamin, that limud was only in regards to the mizbeach hachitzon. However, it doesn't apply to the mizbeach hapnimi. Rabbi Akiva asks the Gemara, fine, I understand Rabbi Akiva, and he delo yalef pnim michutz, that he didn't learn that all of the halachos to require in the pnim, just like the chutz, ibay hachinevit. But nevertheless, you could do it either way. Why did Rabbi Akiva for sure require the Kohen Gadol to go to the left after he got to the southeastern corner, then to go to the southwestern corner? Why doesn't he have him going around to the right if he wants as well? Amalecha Rabbi Akiva Midina Bahu Karen de Paga Bereisha Bahu Avid Reisha. Really, Rabbi Akiva argues the first corner that he comes in contact with, which was on the western side, because he's coming from the west, which is the southwestern corner, that's the one that he should do. Amar Reish Lakish, because we learned from Reish Lakish, this is a Gemara we had earlier on Lamed Gimel, Eim Avir and Alamitzis. Vamai Lo Avin Mish. Why didn't he do the southwestern corner? Meshum Dechsevi Yatzal Mizbeach. Adonafik Mikul Mizbeach. We learned above that he's not supposed to start on the western side. V'kivan D'yav Bahu Karen, Hadar Asi Lahu Karen, D'chayiv L'meisa Bereisha. First, after he's fulfilled that requirement, and he's gone to the southeastern corner, so then in such a case, we tell him to go back to the one that he really should have started with first. And what is that corner that he first should have started with? That is the corner that he was closest to, and that was the southwestern corner. So since he cannot do the southwestern corner, and he must do the southeastern corner first, he goes to his left first, even though normally kol pnius shatapon eino el yamin in the mizbeach hachitzon, mizbeach hazov, he does not do that because he just missed that corner and he wants to go back as early as possible. He cannot do that corner first, but Eim Avirin Alamitza says that at least if he could get it now, he should get it at this time. This is how our daf concludes, Nuches HaMebeis, and the Mara Meiz Hashem tomorrow will continue analyzing this machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Agli, where Rabbi Akiva has the Kohen Gadol turning left, doing the sprinkling of the Mizbeach Hazav, while Rabbi Yossi Haglili has him turning right. Part of their machlokus also revolves around which side they were closer to. Were they closer to the northern side or the southern side, which is part of the machlokus that we had earlier on Nun Beis, and both of them agree that he does not start with the western side because of the Gzeres HaKosov that our Mishnah had begun with, the Yotze El HaMizbeach, that he's supposed to leave the area between the Mizbeach and the Peroches and start on the southern side, the eastern side, and not on the western side because he's not supposed to be in between the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Peroches. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Ches in Maseches Yumah.